and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2156A, and today's date is April 23rd, 2020, and the title of the episode is The Economic Trap Has Been Set. They Never Saw This Coming. Now, if the coronavirus has turned your financial life upside down, and you need help to sort out your choices to get you back on track, you should talk to the team at Noble Gold. They've helped hundreds of families through the crisis and can guide you back to safety and give you ideas of how to get there. When you need a financial friend, Noble Gold will be there. Contact them at 877-646-5347 or hit the link below. Let's get into the economic collapse financial news. Now, what's very interesting about this whole entire event is that we knew something was coming. And we knew for a very long time. Remember, the mainstream media, the central bankers, they tried to bring down the economy multiple times since Trump got into office. They tried with the Fed raising the rates. That didn't work. Trump took control, had the Fed lower the rates. Then they just made up a story that we're heading into a recession. They believe it's going to happen in 2020. This was all done on purpose. Now, yes, the event has many different agendas, but one of them was to bring down the economic system. Remember what George Soros said when he was in Davos, where he said the bubble, the entire economic system, is heating up and it's going to pop, and Trump is not going to make it through the 2020 election. And here we are today with the economy shut down. Yes, there are now certain states that are opening up. Trump wants the entire system to open up. And since we knew that they were going to try to bring the economy down, because we need to remember the economy, that was the basis of Trump's push in the election. Why? Because everyone has that in common. Everybody wants a job. Everybody wants to earn money. Everybody wants to support their family, because without it, you can't survive. So that's one thing the people have in common. They knew this. They knew that Trump built the economy, pushed the economy up, using all their weapons against them. And they needed to stop it. And they thought, well, you know what we can do? We can bring the economic system down. We can weaken him. And then we can bring in our candidates and we can beat him. But when you know the playbook, when you know the economic playbook, when you know what they're about to do, you can counter it and you can use it to your benefit. Now, during this whole entire time, we know that Trump and his administration, they have been using this to put certain things into place, and it allowed him to take total control. And when I say total control, I don't mean as a dictator. Total control of the economic system, with the national emergency, with the Defense Production Act, with all the states and territories signing on to the emergency declaration. He now has control. During this phase, what else has he done? He has taken control of the Fed. Now, all of these things together helps him, because we're still in this illusionary economy. He's still using their weapons against them. He also has control, by the way, of the Exchange Stabilization Fund. Remember, this is under the Treasury. Not many people know about it. It's not audited, and there's trillions of dollars in this fund. Remember, this was dark money. Trump, his administration, they have control over this now. This is what he's talking about when he says he has the magic wand. He has control over the entire system. He knows how it works. And of course, what does he want next? He wants to rebuild the country. He wants an infrastructure bill. Now, think about what else he's put into place. Since there's a lot of Americans that are out of jobs because of this event, it allowed him to say, okay, you know something? We're going to shut down the borders. Are they completely shut down? No, but they're shut down enough to allow the American people to get the jobs first. What else did he do? He also used their weapons to help the people during this period of time. Now, everyone thinks this is helicopter money. This is going to go on forever. No, what he has done here is he's helping the small businesses. By the way, Harvard is returning the funds. So is Stanford. They're returning the money. He gave them a call. And we can see that there's other large corporations that are returning the funds, because these funds were meant to go to small businesses and people to help them through this period of time. Now, is it going to help them over a long period of time? No. It will help in this short period of time, and he understands that we need to get these people back to work. Now, the stimulus is not going to go to illegal alien college students, people that are here illegally or have children here illegally. The stimulus money is not going to go to them. Those people who came in through the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. This was Obama's law that he put into place when he was president. So the funds aren't going to those individuals. He's prepared and ready to take this economic system to the next step. Now, they never thought he'd be able to take what they gave him, this disaster, and turn it around. This is what they fear the most, that when we come out of this, and of course they wanted this to go on until November, when we come out of this right now, what do you think he's going to do with the economy? Remember, just because we come out of the event doesn't mean everything just disappears. He still has the national emergency. He still has the Defense Production Act. He still is in control. This is when he goes to work. This is when he looks at the economy with his administration and say, okay, you know something? We need to deregulate this, that, and the other thing, and we need to bring companies back now. This is going to allow him to move this economy forward at lightning speed. And we can see they're already prepared and ready for this. Don Jr. tweeted this out. After the pandemic passes and we can fire up our economic engine, I'm truly looking forward to watching @RealDonaldTrump make America great again. Trump, he responded to this. We did it once. We will quickly do it a second time. Now, what he's done here is with this event, he has detached himself from Obama. He even said before this that, yes, we might go into a recession. Actually, we are in a recession. Nobody's working. Businesses really aren't open. We're in a recession right now. What he's going to do, since he's now detached from Obama, this is not Obama's economy anymore, brilliant move, he will now build it up, take us out of a recession, and it will show everyone that he can do this over and over and over again. This is something the D's, the deep state, the major media, the central banks, they do not want this to happen. This is why they are panicking. This is why they don't want to open. This is why governors are pushing back. This is why they don't want him to open up the country. But the country is going to open up, because Trump has other cards up his sleeve. And how do you remove fear and panic and chaos? It's very, very simple. You introduce a cure. Now, what's very interesting about all of this is that during this period of time, since Trump is moving the Fed into the Treasury, he wants Judy Shelton to get on the board. This is why he said he might adjourn Congress, because he's not getting the people he wants in key positions. He knows he's going to the next level. The Fed right now, they are going to disclose monthly details of its CARES Act lending facility, which includes names, details, participants in each facility, amounts borrowed, interest rate charged, overall costs, revenues, and fees for each facility. When have you ever heard the Fed be transparent? Never. This looks like this is the first stage of an audit, because actually when you're transparent like this, it's an open audit, isn't it? So Trump has already set the stage. They never saw any of this coming. And he's going to take what they gave him, and it's going to be a boomerang economy where all of a sudden everything looked dark, and then all of a sudden the light shines down and the economy improves like we've never seen before. And you know he's going to push for that infrastructure bill. He's already announced it. He already made mention. And remember, during this period of time, it's not just deregulation. It's also about the taxes. Because we have low oil prices. Once he suspends payroll taxes, gives businesses, people a lot of deductions to get people back out into the restaurants, into the entertainment industry and everything else, this is where he's really going to push the consumer economy. Remember, the system that we're in today, it's consumer based. That's what GDP is based upon. 70% of it. He knows this. This is the area right now that he's going to push. While he's pushing the consumer based economy, he's going to be bringing back the companies, deregulating, making, giving them tax incentives to come back and making it really look incredible that this is the place you want to be. And remember, when June hits, what else comes online? The USMCA. This just adds on top of everything that's going on. Trump, he has total control over all of this. The system's not going to crash. He's going to use the Fed and all their weapons and everything that's going on right now against all these individuals that tried to crash the economy. He has unlimited stimulus. He can lower the rates. Will this last forever? No, we know it won't. We know eventually it won't work. But he knows that these couple of months, he'll be able to do what he needs to do. And once he's reelected, there's no stopping it. This economy is going to look absolutely incredible. And when he makes the move to take us from this full fiat system and move us into a sound money system, that's the game changer. That's when everything changes, and that time is coming. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.